Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2645. Planning ahead is the key to living with more spontaneity by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick reading you articles or sometimes book excerpts, always with permission from the authors. And with that, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Planning ahead is the key to living with more spontaneity by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. It may seem counterintuitive, but spontaneity often can't happen without a bit of advanced planning. In a 2020 study, 72% of people said they feel happier after a spontaneous act. Those who described themselves as a spontaneous person were 40% more likely to consider themselves a happy person. Of course, free time for spontaneity is hard to come by. That's why I say the key to spontaneity is time boxing, a powerful method for getting things done that involves planning out periods of time each day to focus on distinct tasks. But suggesting that people need to schedule spontaneity earns me some pretty weird looks, not to mention a lot of resistance. Often people balk. "You want me to plan every minute of my day?" they gasp. They remind me that the very definition of a spontaneous act is that it is not planned. Still, I stand by time boxing as a surefire way to make spontaneity happen. Here's why. Only people with time can be spontaneous. People find the idea of time boxing restrictive, as if it's policing their time. But the truth is, time boxing is liberating because it makes more time for spontaneity. When we're frazzled and distracted, the joy of spontaneity goes out the window. For instance, when I used ineffective productivity tools, for example, a to-do list to finish everything I wanted to, I tried to do too much in a day. When my daughter would ask to play, I tried to be spontaneous, but would end up checking work emails on my phone in the middle of our time together. By trying to do too much at once, I failed at being both productive at work and attentive to my daughter. Today, although it sounds like an oxymoron, I plan spontaneity. By using a time box calendar, I have time apportioned for spontaneous fun with my daughter. During the 4-hour block of time we have planned most weekends, we're never sure what we'll do. Maybe we'll go to the park, fly a kite, or stop by the science museum. Who knows? We're free to be spontaneous because I know what I will not be doing during that time. Since it was planned in advance and is on my calendar, I know I'll not be checking my phone or giving in to any other distraction during our time together. If we don't plan our time, someone else will. Scheduling spontaneity doesn't lessen the joy of spontaneity, it enables it. You still have the freedom to do whatever strikes you in the moment, even more so because you know that's exactly what you intended to do. If anything, time boxing lets you enjoy your spontaneity guilt-free without feeling as if you should be doing something else, like checking another box off your to-do list in the name of productivity. Getting started with time boxing. To create a weekly time box schedule, you first have to decide how much time you want to spend on each domain of your life. Yourself, your important relationships, and your work according to your values. Your values are the attributes of the person you want to become. Kindness, generosity, and being a good friend are all values, to name a few. Ask yourself why spontaneity is important to you. How does it help you become the person you want to be? Maybe doing something spontaneous with your family meets your value of being a better parent and partner, or maybe the happiness you feel afterward helps you achieve the healthy lifestyle you want. Then turn your values into time by creating a weekly calendar template for your perfect week. Allot a time for spontaneity in your time-box calendar. Each week, you can reassess or fine-tune your calendar to best suit your values. Be indistractable. Making a time-box calendar is an important step to becoming indistractable. When you know exactly what you want to be doing every moment of the day, then you more easily recognize when distraction is pulling you away from that. Then, rather than fall victim to the vicious cycle of distraction that eats up your time for spontaneity, you're better equipped to escape it. You can quell any internal or external trigger that nudges you off course from your time box calendar. What's more, by making time for spontaneity, you enhance your ability to focus on work. Taking good breaks from work can reduce mental fatigue, boost brain function, and keep us on task for longer periods. If your spontaneous act involves laughing, exercise, or exposure to nature, it can improve your attention and refresh your focus. Timeboxing spontaneity, therefore, leads to a better life by making time for traction, actions we do with forethought that move us toward what we really want. So the next time you find you need some extra spontaneity in your life, remember to plan for it. You just listened to the post titled, Planning Ahead is the Key to Living with More Spontaneity by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Take it in here. I will admit, I am not much of a planner. Obviously, some things require planning, but if it's not mandatory, then there's a good chance I won't bother planning it. I tend to be more spontaneous by nature, which, like you said, can be a good thing for happiness. But I like this idea of planning for spontaneity. There's a good quote in there, "We're free to be spontaneous because we know what we'll not be doing during that time." I think that's very true. When we pack things in without any sense of time or how long things will take, they'll tend to fill up whatever time it is we have. So as an example, if I know I have about 3 hours of work to do before a dinner reservation, no matter how much work I have to do that day, it'll probably fall pretty close to those full 3 hours. Even if I finish early, I'll probably find work to fill the rest of the time. So I think that's where time boxing can help. And another good suggestion in there, he said, you first have to decide how much time you want to spend on each domain of your life, yourself, your important relationships and your work according to your values. Something we should revisit every once in a while for sure. Oh, and a long time ago, just 15 days into this show, actually, I read an article titled Time Boxing by Steve Pavlina. So if you want to hear more about that idea specifically, how to time box, all that fun stuff, you can check out episode 15 way back in the day. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for listening and being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.